An $8 million senior center is being constructed on land along the Chicopee River that was originally developed during the early 1800s to manufacture textiles. A groundbreaking attended by more than 100 people culminated a decade-long cleanup project that officials described as a legal and environmental quagmire. The New England Regional Director of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Kurt Spalding, said it took a lot of energy on the part of local and state officials to pull it off.
You have to piece together all kinds of different pots of money and a lot of complicated environmental law. And of course, all the grants that go into this are difficult to do. So it takes a very sophisticated city to pull this off.
The city moved to take ownership of the former Facemate property, which had been abandoned in 2003. In addition to derelict buildings, the 20-acre site had asbestos-contaminated soil, buried debris, underground fuel tanks, and other industrial pollutants. Officials estimated that $18 million was spent on the project, with funding coming primarily from EPA, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and Mass Development. Spalding warned that across-the-board federal budget cuts, known as sequestration, threaten future funding for brownfields cleanup projects.
Cleaning up contaminated sites is something only EPA can do because of the liability issues. Nobody wants to touch it until we get rid of the worst stuff. So what's at risk, actually, is our projects like this. Would it be Chicopee's project, or is it Holyoke's project, or is Springfield's project? Somebody is not going to get a cleanup done because of the budget cuts.
Spalding said approximately $17 million was spent by the EPA on brownfields projects in New England last year. Chicopee would like additional funding to clean up and demolish a former Uniroyal tire factory that is adjacent to the former Facemate textile property. The goal is to create a 40-acre site for future development, according to Carl Dietz, Chicopee's director of community development.
Well, when we did our master plan, we thought we would have something in the way of housing or medical office buildings. So I don't know that we want to diverge very far from that, but you know, the private market will tell us what's going to come in here.
3-acre parcels on either side of the senior center site are available now for development, and Dietz said the city is soliciting bids.
So we think we're in really good shape here. Everything's been dealt with, you know, in accordance with EPA and DEP, so I think we're in good shape.
Chicopee Mayor Michael Bissonette said the 21,000-square-foot senior center, which should be finished in about a year, is a legacy to the people who labored in the old factories along the river, supported families, and built strong neighborhoods.
But also the transition from that greatest generation to really the baby boom generation, which will be the biggest generation. And so we need to get ready as our demographics begin to change and more folks become active elders.
Building senior centers is now replacing building schools as priorities in many Massachusetts communities. 21% of the state's population is now age 60 and over, an increase of 16% since 2000, according to census data. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.